Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Dylan. Thank you so much for tuning in to Junt today. Today's episode is titled, Get Better Water Results by Following 3 Simple Steps.
This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
Depending on the test results, your water system may require different solutions. A water quality test is an important first step, as the test results will determine the type of water treatment solution your professional recommends. Since professional water testing is the best way to investigate the condition of your tap water, if you're wondering how to improve your water quality, there are a few extra steps you can take, from installing a filtration system to taking other precautions in your area. Knowing the signs of poor water quality and what to do if you encounter one can help you make sure that the tap water you drink every day is safe and tasty. The best way to know the quality of the water you have is to take a water sample for analysis. The easiest way to test water quality at home is to use a test kit. One way to test your home water for lead is to find a testing lab certified by your State Department of Environmental Protection. For the most complete analysis of your water, you can send a sample to a third-party lab that can test it for specific contaminants such as heavy metals and bacteria. You can test water hardness, iron, pH, contaminants, and more. The first step in solving hard water problems is to conduct a water hardness test in order to find the best water softener solution. A water bottle test may work well as a benchmark, but it's not the most accurate way to determine water hardness levels. If you think your water is unsafe, you and your plumber can determine the additional steps needed to make your water safe to use and consume. If bottled water is not available, the following methods will help make your water safe to drink. May help you lose weight. Drinking plenty of water can help you lose weight. Practical result. Drinking plenty of water can help prevent and relieve constipation, especially in people who don't usually drink enough water. Remember, your body will be very satisfied if you only drink water. When you really need a glass of water, you may end up consuming extra calories. A great way to reduce a hangover is to drink a glass of water between drinks and at least a large glass of water before bed. Drinking water between bites is another good idea to slow you down and keep you hydrated. Remember that food sources can provide a good amount of your daily water intake. Determine the purpose of each water source, especially if the water level is low or difficult to access. If the test shows that the water is contaminated, continue to use another source of water and work on eliminating whatever caused the contamination. If there is a possibility that the water may be contaminated with toxic chemicals, use another source of water until the water quality has been tested. Placing signs along the border of the spring water protection zone informing people that any contamination in this zone may affect the quality of local drinking water. Provide opportunities to treat domestic water using filters, solar disinfection or flocculants to make drinking water safe. Installing a water filtration, purification system throughout your home will protect your family from the negative effects of poor water quality. A good water treatment system can remove harmful chemicals, metals, and microorganisms from drinking water. The quality of the water we use contributes to a healthy home as well as our health. The quality of the water flowing in your home can adversely affect your health. Safe and easily accessible water is important to public health, whether for drinking, domestic use, food production or recreation. Owners of private wells are responsible for testing and treating the water to ensure it is safe to drink. As a private well owner, it is your responsibility to regularly test the water you use for cooking and drinking to ensure it is safe. The water you get from the tap is usually sent from the source to a treatment plant for treatment and disinfection to meet certain drinking water standards set by the EPA, unless you draw it from a single system, such as a private well. Water used for drinking, cleaning fish and making ice should be free of pathogenic bacteria and may require secondary or even complete treatment depending on the chemicals that need to be removed. Water for other uses, such as general cleaning, may only need primary treatment. In an emergency, the water should be boiled and used if the filters are not suitable. If no nitrates are found in the water, it can also be boiled before drinking or
cooking. It should be noted that all bacteriological analysis can only prove that at the time of examination, contamination or bacteria indicative of fecal contamination may or may not be demonstrated in a given water sample using certain culture methods. Therefore, UNICEF recommended that arsenic monitoring results from these portable tests be reported as present or absent, using a reference concentration of 50 micrograms per liter, the standard for drinking water in many countries prone to natural arsenic contamination. A much smaller and more practical set of tests can give a good indication of the chemical quality of water for monitoring purposes. Many factors can affect the effectiveness of these methods, including water temperature, pH, and turbidity. Whenever changes in conditions lead to deterioration of water supply quality, or even if they indicate a greater likelihood of infection, the frequency of bacteriological testing should be increased in order to collect a series of samples from carefully selected sites to identify pathogens that are dangerous and allow corrective action to be taken. Qualitative and quantitative measurements are required from time to time to continuously monitor the water quality of various water sources.
Thank you all for joining us again on Junt. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.